Hello again, little deviants. Welcome back to Same Genus, Different Species. You know who we are by now. 6 months into this relationship. Tell me you love me already. Anyway, this month we're running low on hosts, unfortunately. Don't worry though, because obviously I'm still here and that's all that really matters, isn't it? But I suppose I should probably do something about my missing co-hosts. I could talk to myself, but that's a little bit crazy, isn't it? But I found this random person here and kidnapped them from the street. They're currently tied to a chair, but we won't dwell on the details too much. They don't seem to mind. Do you want to introduce yourself or cry for help or anything?
Yeah, I've been forced into this. So my name's Natalie. I don't really know what to say about myself, to be honest. I'm wearing a Sonic jumper. Yay. I'm a bit of a nerd, so I know that you're the goth of this. I'd say I'm more of a nerd. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited to be here. You know, I am a listener.
You know.
I did get kidnapped into guesting. That was not a plan of mine, but really listening to it, so I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I did make out that I did kidnap a random person, but I have known them for like 16 years. Fucking hell.
16
years?
Wow, and I've got less in jail. I don't know how I managed to stay friends with somebody that long. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. There's clearly something wrong with me. That's crazy.
Aye. School days.
All right.
You'll see like the school pictures like come up on Facebook of like me and you, and I'm just like, wow, like how long ago was that?
Oh god, yeah, 16 years, that was when we met.
We've been through a lot.
I feel old.
You are old.
You're older than me.
Yeah, but you have more grey hair.
Wow.
Like, you're more like physically old.
Wow. Well.
You're regretting bringing me along.
That's the end of that 16 year friendship. But anyway, what I was going to do anyway, which is more helpful now that you're actually here.
Yay.
Is I was going to talk about your new business adventure and do a little bit of a plug for your fundraiser. Do you want to tell us about it?
Oh, see, I was relying on you doing this bit and now
Were you really?
Oh, God. Right, yeah. So I've recently started a new company with my partner, with Alex. We'll be running youth groups for children with autism and other neurodiversities, disabilities. So the clubs will start in February. But we are also doing like sort of PA one-to-one support at the moment. We did feel like this was sort of something that was missing, especially in the area of Newcastle. So I've worked in charities in Teesside, which is where I'm from, where you guys are from. But yeah, it's still lacking there. But even in Newcastle, there's even less, surprisingly. So hopefully that's going to go well. We've had quite a bit of interest already, so that's really good. And yeah, we've got our fundraiser in December, 7th of December, be there or be square. Yeah, 10 till 1. We're going to do Hug a Duck. I really like Hug a Duck.
Oh, Hug a Duck sounds fun.
Can I take part in my own activities? Is that allowed?
I don't see why not.
Okay.
You're the one organising it. You might as well have fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I haven't like bought any raffle tickets because I thought if I win, then everyone's going to be like, well, you know, that was a scam. But Hug a Duck, man. We're not allowed water though. So it's sort of like a paddling pool filled with teddies and the ducks are hidden amongst the teddies. In my head, in theory, it'll work. So hopefully, you know.
I think you should have got a ball pool. That would have been fun.
Yeah, but expensive, innit? You know, it's meant to be a fundraiser, not a fundraiser. Well, I had a dream the other day, actually, that it went terrible.
Oh, that's a bad omen, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I literally had a dream about the fundraiser, like, the other night. And basically, loads of people turned up, which was great, but I forgot to bring a lot of stuff. I forgot to bring the Splat the Nats. So Splat the Nats is basically where you get to splat me with cream. I think we're going to use shaving foam rather than squirty cream because we don't want to attract ants and stuff from the sugar.
Oh, yeah, that's a good shout. I was hoping that I would get a free go at hitting that in the face.
I might give you a free go. We'll see. I've already asked somebody already asked me, are we going to be using vegan cream? And I was like, okay, fine. You know what? I'm just going to use shaving foam. That's vegan, right?
Shaving foam, yeah, that works. That works.
That will work. I'm sorry about any vegans out there, but come on. So yeah, my dream, so I forgot to bring anything to do with Splat the Nats. I forgot to bring any of the raffle prizes, and I forgot to bring any of like the arts and crafts stuff that we're going to have like a crafting table for the kids to colour in and things like that. I don't know what I actually did bring, to be honest. But it was set in a restaurant, so the real fundraiser will be set in a church hall, like most fundraisers and things like that are. But in my dream, for some reason, it was set in a restaurant, and everyone got a free meal. So as part of the fundraiser, I lost a lot of money because I paid for everyone to have a free meal. But basically, it sucked. And one woman came up to me and said, you've just made my child cry. And I was like, what? And she was like, well, there was a promise that Santa would be here. And I was like, no, there wasn't. Like, I never said that in the original. So anyone who does want to come to the fundraiser, I don't currently have a Santa. I did ask Emily B's dad to be Santa, but he said it was his worst nightmare.
He says he doesn't like kids and he's not jolly.
Yeah, so no Santa. If your child cries, that's on you.
Just to reiterate, there will be no Santa. Do not tell your children Santa will be there.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. This is me stressing about the fundraiser. Like, I'm having nightmares that it's just going to suck.
It's your subconscious.
I feel like my worst nightmare in reality is that no one's going to turn up. But surprisingly, in the dream, loads of people turned up. I just forgot to bring everything. And everyone cried.
Yep. Everyone cried.
Basically, yeah. That was fun. Hopefully that doesn't happen in real life. My company's called Mochi, by the way. I feel like I forgot to mention that key bit of
information. Oh, did you forget that bit?
I didn't actually tell you what it was called. Yeah, Mochi. You can check us out on Facebook. We also have a website, www.mochi.co.uk. I designed it myself, so it probably looks like crap, but it's the message across.
That's M-O-C-H-I-I.
Yes, we added the extra I because one I was already taken.
One I was already taken.
One I was already taken. That was the pirate company.
You have such big watermelon. Do they hurt your back? Are they heavy?
Get it off your tits.
So this is the part where we usually would get it off your tits. And that's saying something that's annoying us this week. I'll start off with Manchester.
I just want to say something first. You know, get it off your tits, but your tits are actually hidden. I was promised on this podcast that you would have your tits out. You are Emily B, right?
Like, yeah, say, that's
from
true.
What I've heard on this podcast, like, what's this all about? Why are you hiding them?
Because it's fucking freezing.
Well, that's a fair point, but it's a little disappointing.
It's -2 degrees out there. You know, have you not noticed?
You know what? You made my child cry. I was promised tits.
There's no Santa and there's no tits this week.
God damn it. What do you want to get off your tits?
Your city.
Oh, my city.
Why did you have to move to a more really complicated city?
Like, there's a lot worse.
No. So I tried to drive here today. I mean, I succeeded eventually, but I got all the way like down the A19, which was fine because it's just a great road, easy, right? I've found my way around that dodgy roundabout that I always miss every time. I managed to get through that bit. I was like, yes, I made it through the hard part. I'm proud, right? Then the next thing, I get into the city center itself. And my map cuts off.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep. My map just stopped working. And then I tried to reset it. I pulled over into like a little side street because I was like, oh, where do I go? So I pulled over into a little side street, tried to reset my map. And it kind of reset, but it wasn't working properly. It wasn't the way that it was meant to be working. And it sort of worked. A bit, and it made me drive back down the road I'd literally just driven down, and then it made me turn around. It actually made me turn around a roundabout, do a full 360 around this roundabout, and come back down the same road I'd just driven down that it told me to go that way. Then made me turn.
You're overcomplicating things.
No, this is what my map told me to do. Right, it made me then turn left, then turn left again. So if you haven't realised now, I've done a square and I'm back at the same fucking roundabout, which it then made me go right at. I was like, why didn't you just make me go straight over it the first time when I was coming that way anyway? Why did it do that?
Yeah, your voice got a lot higher. Like,
I know, right, because I'm getting angry. Right. After that little faff about around that roundabout.
Kerfuffle.
I like that word. It's a good word, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
But after that kerfuffle, I suppose. It then took me down the street that I was supposed to be going down. It took me down that. But then it didn't turn me off at the right point. It took me past the point that I was supposed to turn off. Then made me turn around, come back, and took me past the point that I was supposed to turn off again. And then took me to, like, another one, a next exit along. And I was lost, and I ended up ringing that and going, I'm not the long up. And I was just like,
not meant to ring the kidnappy.
Oh, right. And I was just like, I'm lost. I don't know, hurry up. And I was getting really worked up.
But you were actually only around the corner. Like, you made it quite far. Like,
I managed. But trying to drive around a city that I don't know without a map was just so frustrating. And it really got me annoyed.
I mean, it's only Newcastle, for anyone wondering what the city is. It's literally just Newcastle. I'm not from here. You were in Leeds last night. Leeds is way more complicated.
Leeds is really annoying.
Exactly. Newcastle is fine. Like, it's easy.
No, it's easy because you live here.
Yeah. Well, it's better than Teesside.
No, it's easier. It's just straightforward.
Okay.
So anyway.
That's what you needed to get off your tits, was it?
Yes, I had to rant. I had to rant about my maps and this stupid fucking city. Anyway.
Hey, don't diss the city, man. Yeah. Diss your maps.
I'm dissing the road systems.
You're dissing the road systems. Right.
You're pissing you off.
Oh, what's not been pissing me off, man? I'm quite an angry person, I think. There's always something pissing me off if it's not my wife.
It's mostly your wife.
It's usually the wife. I say one of the... It's quite petty. It is quite petty, but...
Petty is how we roll.
Really annoying me is my bag, my zip on my bag. All right. So I don't know how to explain this because obviously I can't show you. Well, I can show you, but I can't show them if anyone's listening. So,
wow, a few listeners.
The zip sort of come off like the little track thing that it's meant to be on. And then right, to start with, it's a Mario Vans bag, right? Shout out to Nintendo. Woohoo! But anyway, so anyone who does know me, I'm a little bit obsessed with Mario.
A little bit obsessed means tattoo sleeves of Mario characters, just saying.
Yeah, but I am wearing my Mario Vans like shoes today as well. Like, and I've got Mario socks. Anyway, I'm a little bit Mario Mars. Anyway, but back to the bag. So I don't want to get a new bag because I love this bag. It's so cool. The zip just keeps breaking and it's really pissing me off. And there's sort of like a point on the track that is the culprit. So when the zip gets past that point of no return, it sort of just falls apart and it doesn't close. And it's...
Yeah. I like the term, the point of no return.
Well, it is, because if I fix it and it's on the track, it's fine. Over halfway. I can get the bag over halfway open and it's absolutely fine. And then it hits that stupid little gerbin. And it was
stupid little gerbin.
Yeah.
Oh, poor gerbin.
No, it's a stupid little gerbin. It just falls apart again. I've closed that bit off with a paper clip, so I've been quite inventive so that I don't accidentally go past that. Well, you can either call it gerbin or no point of no return, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, it's quite a faff, really. Just my bag right now. It's a very sexy bag. I don't want to replace it.
But for people who don't know, it's probably everyone.
Gerbin might be listening.
Gerbin might be listening. Gerbin was a friend of ours
a long time ago.
He's still my friend. I still talk to him.
He ignores me now.
Yeah, well, the grey hair.
Wow.
All right, then. She doesn't want to be reminded of how long ago it was she left.
How old that we are.
Yeah.
She's often been the butt of our jokes, I think. But she doesn't mind.
Doesn't she?
Never seemed to. She embraced it when we called her Gerbinator 3000.
Yeah. Gerbatron.
Oh, that's what her name is, saved as in my phone, you know. She'd get... Oh, Gerbinator. 3000.
Gerbinator 3000. I think I'd call her Gerbatron.
Gerbatron.
Attack of the Gerbo.
Gerbo.
She had loads of nicknames, didn't she?
And a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
You just get them on.
Well, I text her. Like, it's usually sort of, when you fall into the trap of it's only birthdays and Christmases that you talk to people.
Yeah.
But she replies to me, I don't know what you did, but she replies to me. But since she's the butt of all of our jokes, so the point of no return on my bag where my zip just falls apart is now officially known as a Gerby. Just deemed it. That's what I named it.
I highly doubt it, but if you're listening, Vans, right, make your bags better quality, because this zip problem is really pissing her off.
It really is. It really is. Like I say, I've fixed it with a paperclip, but I don't know if that's gonna, how long that's gonna hold. But I love this bag.
I like that you got inventive though.
Yeah, I think I did really well with that. It just came to me when I was at work one day, when I wasn't actually doing any work and I'm just playing with a paperclip. I was like, oh, wait. And then I gave that a go and it's held out. It's held out. But unless you want to buy me a new bag,
Fans, get your shit together. Get your zips together.
That's a good message.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Oh, I should have bought this energy drink. I keep burping. I'm sorry.
You're a listener to the pod, right? Heard Emily
Tea. Oh, yeah. I've smelt Emily Tea through the microphone. Every time I listen to Spotify, this comes along.
You suck.
Have you found, for us, anything on the internet that you found funny this week?
On the interweb?
Well, Emily T used to do the What's Trending section.
What's trending?
I'm not really up on what's trending. I'm not with it. I'm not down with kids,
Down with kids. Me neither, really.
I wonder if you found anything entertaining.
Well, I've got some things entertaining, I think. But I do have one that's sort of Am I the Asshole that was on TikTok. It's not really, I don't know if it's really entertaining, but I was like, it would be interesting to get your opinion on it, actually. And I think it's a trend. Like, I mean, this one particularly was posted 2 months ago on Reddit. But it does seem to be a trend that, you know, people do. I'm just going to read it, you know, I'm still waffling about trends.
Read the damn thing.
All right, okay. So Reddit. It was titled, "Am I the Asshole for telling my wife she is not worthy of what she's asking for her push present?"
A what?
Do you know what a push present is?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't know what a push present was either. Apparently, it's when you're pregnant, it's you ask your partner to buy you a gift as sort of, I don't know if it's like a reward or what, but like because you're giving the present of life, you're giving birth to this baby, and sort of you then ask your partner for a present to, because they're not doing anything, I guess. I don't know, really, there's probably a better explanation out there. That's how I gathered it.
I have never heard of a push present before. Like, isn't that just like basically like a baby shower and you just get like presents for you and the baby?
Yeah, but this one you're specifically asking your partner to buy it and it's usually really expensive as well. So I'll read the story and you can determine yourself whether or not he's the asshole. Yeah.
Please do.
Okay. So it's quite a long one, to be fair. It's fairly long, but I'll try and read quick. So it says, "My wife and I have been together for 5 years. She's pregnant with our first right now. A few days ago, she sends me a TikTok video of a woman over one of those extremist podcasts talking about deserving some kind of a push present. At first, I didn't know what that meant, but when I looked it up, it's basically a thank you gift to the woman who brought your child into the world. This concept still seems very strange to me. I understand seeking appreciation from your husband for what women go through during pregnancy and childbirth, but it's the materialistic part that gives me the ick." So he said that the woman on the TikTok went on and talked about how it's a body for a body, which meant that a man would get a permanent tattoo on his lower body, give her a house and a car as a gift exclusively for her.
What?
I know, right? Like, what? That's not even one present and a permanent tattoo. Yeah, so he goes on then to say, "I felt that those expectations are very entitled. Honestly, a little vindictive, permanent tattoo part, and very over the top for his taste. The decision to bring a child in the world is both partners' decision, and his wife in this case is not forced to be a mum or be pregnant, and she wants to be pregnant too." So basically, after watching this TikTok video, he simply replied to the TikTok with laughing emojis and moved on, thinking it was the end, and probably thought that she meant to send the TikTok as a satire, like, "Oh, look how dumb this woman is, thinking she deserves all that." Apparently, the wife was in the other room when he reacted to the video, and then she came in and tells him that she doesn't expect a tattoo and a house exclusively for her, but she does want him to dip into his personal savings to get her a car exclusively for her. So not even a shared car, one
a car
just for her. Yeah, because she's having a baby, you know, deserves this car just for her.
What?
Yeah, so he was like saying that he like looked at her almost shocked and began laughing because he thought that the wife had similar views on extremist people. But no, she was not joking. But like I say, it's quite a long one. So it still goes on and says that he said that her gift is the gift of parenthood and realised outcome of a healthy baby. Materially speaking, he'd probably get her a Mother's Day card, a day out or some jewellery, probably under around $700. So I'm guessing this is over in America, but nothing more. And then she just went on to say that she really wants a car, like an extra car that'll. And he said, if it's going to be an extra car, it'll be our car, not just hers. I think she got really pissed off by the sounds of things and like she was crying. So, yeah, it says further down that she's not speaking to me and she's now crying and arguing about it, telling her sister that under no circumstances would he ever consider getting her a car.
Wow.
Yeah. So I basically summarized the last bit because like, it seems quite long. But I don't know, what's your opinion on push presents, first of all?
Okay, first of all, push present, I think, is a stupid idea. Like, okay, so you have a baby shower party, which I also think is a stupid idea. But you get presents from, like, all these people for your kid. And then you expect something extra for you, which, like, to be honest, I think I would be happy with some chocolate.
Yeah, I'd definitely be happy with chocolate. Haribo's my thing.
Haribo's, chocolate.
Not like I ever intend on having a child, but you can buy me some Haribo's anyway.
I think I would just like probably be too preoccupied with, you know, giving birth to be worried about some kind of random materialistic thing that might appear in my life. Like, just buy me a chocolate bar. Like, I'm happy.
I think I can kind of understand baby showers to an extent, because I think it would be nice to, like, if you're having a child and, you know, children are expensive and need lots of things because they're very, very needy, more needy than me. And that's saying something. But yeah, like, I feel like, see, it's a good opportunity to sort of ask maybe like your friends and family to help you out and get some things, mainly for the child. I do feel like sometimes baby showers are like, it's the parent who gets all the presents.
Yeah, it's kind of like sometimes it's sort of tailored towards.
I need a new phone. Here we go.
Yeah. Like, sometimes it is tailored towards the parent. yeah. and the mother most of the time. That it should be about the kid. Like you said, kids are expensive.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be asking, like, your friends or acquaintances for big things, you know, like cotton prams and stuff. And I really don't think that you need an extra thing that's a push present.
Yeah, I don't think this push present is really weird, like forcing the partner to buy something. Like, and even in this TikTok video, going to the extreme of having a tattoo.
Yeah.
Like I said, a body for a body. Like, what?
You want some sort of sacrifice or something?
It sounds like, you know, I'm going to murder somebody or whatever. Like, if you want to bring an extra child into the world, you're going to have to murder one first.
No. Yeah, it's like a life for a life.
I mean, I know that you're down with that sort of thing. You know, I've listened to the podcasts and you sacrificing children and whatnot.
Well,
I say, generally speaking, most people don't want to sacrifice a child so that they can have a new one.
The way that that is worded, though, a body for a body. Does sound like she wants him to sacrifice some sort of being.
Yeah, it sounds really weird. So I'd say, you know, obviously this one was titled "Am I the Asshole?" And I generally don't think he is. Like, that is,
I don't think ridiculous. He is.
Like, and the fact that she's acting the way she is, like, she's not even like asked him nicely and said, "Oh, I've seen this, and I would like a nice car, like a new car. Would you be willing to get me one or contribute towards one?" You know, have that conversation nicely, not just say, "Oh, here's a TikTok video. Get me a car. I'm entitled to a car."
I don't think that she's entitled to a car.
No.
If she wants a car, she can buy her own fucking car.
Yeah.
I don't think she's entitled to get a car from a partner just because she's carrying his child. I think that the decision to have a kid, the decision falls on both parties, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And it's on both of you to look after it and both of you to raise it and everything. Yeah, sure, the woman is the one that's given birth to it, but that's just the way that biology works.
Yeah, I feel like she'd have been aware of that when she went into it.
Yeah, she probably didn't say to her husband, "Oh, do you fancy carrying it for a while?"
Yeah. I mean, by all means, like, shower her with gifts if that's all right, like flowers, chocolate, you know, look after her. I'm not saying that, yeah, she's given birth, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
I don't think you need an extra car. Because I think they already have a car by the sounds of things as well. Because he says if she wants an extra car, it'll be our car, not just hers. You need another one just for you?
I think just pamper her with chocolates, flowers. Maybe it's a spa day, something like that.
I like spa day.
That is enough for me. Ain't nobody getting me a car.
Nah.
No, I'm good. I don't think he's the asshole. I think she is feeling a bit too entitled.
This is why I tend to stay away from sort of TikTok, really. Like, never really got into it. Trends are weird. I
haven't even heard of this.
Well, I'd never heard of push present.
I have never heard of
Maybe some of your listeners have. And yeah, maybe get in touch if you're in support of push presents or if you've ever asked for or received a push present. It'd be interesting to know what other people think. It's all right for us who don't have children, have never been pregnant. Maybe there's people out there who have and are all for push presents.
I have another asshole story here that I think it's much shorter.
All right, okay, yeah, go.
You're going to laugh at this one when I read the title out. I lost my erection when she farted at me in doggy.
In doggy?
What? It happened earlier today. We were doing some back shots and I was very close to climax when she suddenly and violently farted.
Oh, God.
I could literally see her asshole vibrating like a drum. It should have kept going, but the smell was too much and now she's angry at me. She calls me a dickhead for losing it before we both came. Am I actually a dickhead or is this just a normal reaction?
I feel like it's probably a normal reaction. I feel like it's involuntary reaction as well. Like, fair enough, she might not be able to help fart. Like, I guess that happens. Like, sometimes. But, like, you know, he can't really hold. I don't think he's in control of his erection.
I don't think so either.
God. I love how he had to specify who was in doggy as well.
I know,
you know, not just during sex, just
specifically
in doggy.
So with it being in doggy, it would have been like at him.
Oh, yeah. I think you're the sex connoisseur. Connoisseur is probably not the right word.
Connoisseur.
But I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm asexual, so it's not like I really have a clue what I'm talking about.
True.
But
yeah.
you have a record.
A record? My record is not anything compared to anyone else.
You're like, oh, well, this particular style, well, his bum would have been facing this direction.
You know what doggy style looks like, though.
Yeah, but I can't picture things either, so I'm
probably fortunate in this.
I sort of, like, can get a general image, I guess.
Oh, yeah, what's the name of that thing? Aphantasia?
Aphantasia.
That's the one.
Something like that. Yeah, I literally can't picture anything. I was asking someone I work with yesterday, actually, about this. We've just gone off on a tangent here. But anyway, I was asking someone at work about this the other day as well. So when I close my eyes, all I see is black. I can't picture anything. And it blew my mind to find that people can actually picture things.
Yeah.
But if I ask you to close your eyes and picture an apple, can you actually see that apple there?
Sort of. It's not like a crystal clear picture of an apple, but I can kind of imagine what an apple looks like.
See, I can't. Like, it's just black.
I can kind of get, like, a shape, I guess.
Like, my wife and my sister, both of them have said that they're sort of, like, I guess, hyper-visual, in which they can close their eyes. I mean, to be fair, Beth was saying, so Beth's my sister, she was saying that she doesn't even need to close her eyes to see it.
Mm-hmm.
She could just stare off into space and conjure this apple as if it was there. That's insane.
I can kind of do that. Like, I can stare off into space without having to shut my eyes and see something. But it's not like, it's not vivid as if like it's real, as if it's there. It's just sort of basic shape.
Yeah. I mean, I literally just can't picture anything whatsoever. So I don't daydream either. That's a thing.
No, daydream.
I can't daydream. Never daydreamed. I thought when people said...
I do it all the time.
Well, I thought when people said they daydreamed, they just meant like they did just stare off into space and just look at whatever they're looking at. I don't think you can actually like dream whilst you're awake.
You have a whole other scenario going on in your head. I have full-on situations, scenes playing out, and conversations going on in my brain.
Oh, yeah, conversations, yeah. I've got conversations going on, but nothing visual. just the sound. There's no visual there. I forget what people look like when you leave the room. If you left this room now and somebody said, oh, you know the girl that was just in here, what does she look like? I don't know.
Wow.
I know, right? 16 years of friendship, that's what you got to say for it.
Yes, and you're like, I don't even know what she looks like.
It would just be sort of me trying to remember the key bits. I'd be like, well, I know you've got blue eyes. I think you were wearing glasses. We already talked about the fact you don't have your tits out today, so you're probably wearing a jumper.
Yeah, because it's freezing.
But that's the sort of things that I would have to recall. So if you ever went missing, don't rely on me to tell the police what you were wearing and what you look like, because they're going to come up and find some other missing person, not you. I'd suck.
So if I ever go missing, I'll make sure that I don't go missing when I'm with you.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have a clue what you were wearing or what you look like, how tall you are, you know. So anyway, but you're back on topic is that, yeah, I know what doggy style is, but I can't picture it and I don't do the sex.
Do the sex.
Because it's icky.
Yeah, this particular story, it reminded me of an experience I've actually had where I was the one who farted.
Did you mention this on a previous pod already?
Yeah. Another one.
I remember this one, yeah.
I farted at my partner during sex, doggy style as well.
I mean, he's no longer your partner, so I feel like that's even funnier story now than it was back then. Like, that's great. He deserves it.
He didn't stop, though. He kept on.
I think it's quite funny. Like, I think if I was to do the sex, Alex fired, then I'd probably just laugh. And, like, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta laugh, haven't you?
I think it's just funny. Like, I don't know. Farts are funny. I'm quite immature. So, you know, farts are funny. But yeah, he couldn't help it. I mean, she couldn't help farting, but he also couldn't help losing the erection. So
sometimes, right, when you're in that position, right, it pushes on certain.
Okay.
Just comes out.
Maybe do a different position.
Or maybe make sure bowels are clear before you can.
Oh, God.
Just go to the bathroom first and do a long fart before you start.
Oh, just don't. Just don't do the sex. Oh, I'm burping again.
It's coming out the opposite end for you.
It's going out the opposite end. While scouring the Reddit, I'm going to say the
Reddit.
The internet, the Reddit, the sex. Whilst.
Webs.
Yeah, so I was on the Tinterwebs. I also found a fart story.
Oh, yes.
It is a really short one, actually, and I was just hooked on the title. Wow. The title was, I farted on three children on Christmas Eve. And I was like, what? Like, intentionally?
I need to know the context.
Like,
I need to know this. I need, what? Give me some context, please.
Okay. So this was under confessions on Reddit. So it says, background, I go to church twice a year, Easter and Christmas, both of which are shitty times to go due to the large amounts of people who do the same thing. Anyway, we get to our church and surprise, it's easily at least 3 times capacity. Love Christmas Eve mass. So I know I'm going to be standing with probably 100 other people. Church is always room in the back. So we go and stand in front of a Filipino family and they have 3 cute small children that are right at ass level for me. Okay. At first, I didn't think anything of it because I like kids and they weren't crying or anything. So I was just chilling. But me being the idiot that I am, ate a bunch of my mum's chicken noodle soup before church. And now I'm standing on a stomach full of chicken noodles in front of these kids. 5 minutes go by and I can feel rumble turns to grumble and out comes a fart into these poor kids' faces. I felt like shit, so I left and didn't say sorry because I thought that would just make it worse. Brilliant.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, Oh, that's so funny.
Like, there's a rumbling in the jungle.
There's a rumbling in the jungle. Oh, that was great. Yeah, I mean, I was, like I say, I was just hooked on the title, really. Just, like, there was no context there. Was it, like, did you do it on purpose? Like, what? And what a confession. Poor kids. That might be a fetish for them now.
I know someone with that fetish.
I don't know, like, when things happen to you as a kid, sometimes you grow up, that develops into a fetish. So I wonder if that fetish, like, it's just in general, like, just, you know, get fired in the face, gets turned on, or do they have to specifically be in church? It's just like, do you know what one of my really, like, kinks are? Is go to church and get farted on.
Well, as my mother always says, in church or chapel, let it rattle.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, perfect. Yeah, so that was an interesting Christmassy confession.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I've got some others. I don't know if you've got time for my others. Or
you got time.
Have I got time? Yeah, I've got time.
Do I need to release you back into the wild at some point?
At some point. We're good for now.
They'll untie you eventually.
Yeah, no one's noticed I'm missing. It's fine.
Go on, give us another then.
Oh, okay. So I found another one. So this one's another funny one. It's my pending junior. I put someone on hold. This is like, bear with me.
I like that you've got your own hold music. Like Emily T has her own overtaking music.
Overtaking music.
Yeah, whenever she goes past someone in the car, she goes...
Anyway, it's by somebody called Cup Be Empty. So, basically it says, my sister and I stayed up really late Christmas Eve. We removed all of our youngest brother's presents from under the tree and we emptied his stocking. We stored all the presents behind the couch and we put all of his stocking stuffers in a bag. He was 8. We meticulously wrapped and put bows on boxes to him. We filled them with charcoal and Q-tips. I can't remember why we chose Q-tips. On Christmas morning, he got to go first because he was the youngest. He tore into his first box and then his face just dropped. He went out of turn and ripped open present number 2, also coal and Q-tip. He ran into the other room where the stockings were and dumped his out. It was a plastic bag filled with charcoal and Q-tips. He lost it. My parents had no idea what we'd done, and I think my dad was ready to just beat us for ruining Christmas. So my brother finally got it together, and we showed him where we stashed all his toys and where we put his stocking contents. He was happy as hell after that. To this day, probably 25 years later, I still get called the Christmas Grinch by my whole family. Everyone conveniently forgets how complicit my sister was in this. Those presents didn't wrap themselves, and I suck at wrapping. That was so funny. That was definitely something I would have done to my sister. That was great.
I can imagine you doing that to your sister, I'm gonna be honest.
I loved reading that. It was so good. Yeah, I mean, you're not technically an only child, but you're basically an only child.
Pretty much.
Because your brother's so much older. But, like,
yeah, my brother is 11 years older than me, and he'd already moved out, like, by the time that I was able to recognize people. Yeah
I was gonna say, like, do you think that would be something you would do? Or, to be fair, I feel like if your brother was a bit younger and he was living with you at the time, that'd be something he would have done to you.
Yeah
Well, I just thought it was great. I might do that to Beth this year, to be fair.
I think you really should. Tell her about this podcast.
Not
allowed to listen to this episode.
She can listen to it after Christmas.
Not allowed to listen to this episode, because if you're going to do that to her...
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No, I won't tell her to listen to this one. I think she might have listened to a couple of ones at the beginning. I don't know if she's listened to any of your others, but... Yeah, no, so I'm just going to give her a present wrapped up and it'll just be cool. And I didn't even know what Q-tips were. I thought it was the little bits at the end of a cigarette. I just don't know what they're called. But apparently someone told me it's cotton buds.
It's cotton buds.
I thought it was, you know, when you, like... I don't know if you know, but when you roll a cigarette and you've got, like, the little bit at the end. The filt bit. I don't know what it's called. I thought that was a Q-tip. And I was like, what a random thing to give an 8-year-old boy for Christmas. What do you have on your Christmas dinner? You don't eat meat.
Usually one or a nut roast.
I've heard of it and it's very Christmassy, but
it's a roast made of nuts.
It's like one giant nut. I know where your mind went.
It's like a bunch of nuts, but it's, like, mixed together with, like, stuffing sort of thing.
Doesn't sound very nice.
It is nice. Is it? You put it with gravy.
You sure?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound very nice.
It is nice.
I usually have duck. Duck's a lot nicer.
Anywhere.
Well, I've got another confession story. Again, obviously I'm new to this podcast. I don't really know how long you want me to ramble for, but...
Ramble as long as you want.
I do have another one, and it is related to Christmas dinner, basically.
Oh, another festive one.
It was another festive one, because it's all, like, December, Christmassy related. It's kind of a serious... I say serious. It's not, like, dark or anything, but... It's interesting. I want to get your opinion on it, really. So it's in the confessions, but it does say no regrets. So basically it says...
No regrets.
What's that song? That's some Italian thing.
It's French. It's French song. No, I heard that song.
Well, I feel like I've heard it, but I don't know the words to it. I just go, no, 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 no. I don't know what the words are.
Anyway, confession.
My wife and I supplied everything for a needy family's Christmas, but we shoplifted all of it.
Oh.
So it says, we adopted a young needy family with a small child for Christmas, but we stole everything. Gifts for the mum and dad and kid and a full grocery cart full of food. I didn't add it all up, but I'm guessing it was about $800 to $1,000.
Jesus Christ.
Happy holidays to them and to you as well. What do we think of that?
What?
800 to 1,000. Well, that's for the gifts, like for the mum, the dad, the kid, and all of the food.
Okay, first, can we rewind a bit, right? So first time.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, how did they adopt an entire family?
No, you see families on the street, just kidnap them, dangle a carrot.
Okay. People adopt children. People adopt pets.
Yeah.
How do you adopt a whole family with, like, parents and children?
Yeah, I don't know, actually. I don't know. Maybe they were, like, from a different country. You know, like, recently people took Ukrainian families and stuff in.
Maybe.
It could be similar to that. I don't know.
Refugee family.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I don't know. There's, like, comments, but I don't think there's any, like, update, really. Yeah, no one's really asked that question. Like, where did the people come from? Someone said it was sort of like a Robin Hood fantasy. OP wants to be Robin Hood.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I mean, good on them for helping out a young, needy family, I guess.
Yeah, nice idea. Probably not the right way to go about it.
No, I was reading comments last night. And I can't find it now, but there's definitely one from OP where they basically said they're not well off either. Like, they've got money. They both were. They just did it. Like, for the thrill, I guess. I'm trying to find comment now, but can't find it. But yeah, like, it was just something to do. Like, they've got money.
They did a big heist just for something to do.
Well, they've got money. I think they just thought it was a bit of a thrill to, like, see if they could get it all for free, I guess.
Blimey.
I mean, like I say, good on them for supporting the family. I don't know how I feel about it. It's weird.
Okay. Nice idea.
I mean, I don't particularly care if they're stealing from, like, supermarkets and shit. Like,
I'm not condoning stealing.
I'm not condoning it, but, you know, wink, wink. Bob's your uncle.
Oh, God.
You know, like, if you can get away with it. I'm not condoning it, but I don't know. I think it's quite impressive.
Oh, it's certainly impressive.
Yeah.
It is certainly impressive how they've managed to pull that off.
I wonder if they got everything from the same shop or whether they just went around stealing from various different places.
Surely you can't get that much from one shop.
I wouldn't have
thought
so.
Without them noticing that you were taking it.
I wouldn't have thought so, but, like, I want to know how they did this. Did they go in, like, full, like, ninja?
On tips.
I don't want tips, but, like, did they, like, go in, like, camouflage? Did they dress up like a ninja? Like, how did they go around all these shops and not get caught once? Especially if it's not all from one shop, it's from different shops. They've managed to get toys, presents from the mum and dad, they've got a full food shop, and no one has caught them. Yeah, I feel like they must have just gone around in their little ninja outfit.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know, I want an update, but obviously this was 9 years old, so I don't think there is an update by the looks of things, but I need more information. Like, how do you do this?
I don't know if they get caught.
And I don't want to know when they decided that that's what they were going to do. Did they, like, kidnap the family first and then think, oh, actually, should we just steal everything? Or did they think, you know what, I really want to go and steal, like, a full shop. Should we, like, get a needy family so we make it, like, kind of worth it? Maybe it makes them feel less guilty knowing that it went to a needy family.
Robin Hood complex.
So they just wanted to, like, steal a load of shit, but then give them a reason to do it. I don't know.
Steal your hood.
Which one? Break
it down.
You're having a stroke over there.
You know the song I'm on about?
I don't.
Really?
I don't think so.
I'll have to find it for you.
I had watched Shrek, but again, my memory is just, like, terrible, so.
Apparently.
I'm going to eat some Milky Stars.
Okay. Because I'm just going to sit in here and look Shrek song. Shall we do the last thing that I wanted to mention, which is the Agni Ant section.
Section.
So the title is, should I purposefully make myself unattractive for my best friend's boyfriend? So my best friend recently started talking to someone. He brings him over when we hang out. He often comes over unexpectedly where I might be changing or might be in my PJs, low-key show off some of my body without me really knowing. He brought him over and he saw me in some revealing shorts and I went and quickly changed my pants. He often compliments me in ways that puts herself down, especially when he's around. And I always have to reassure her that she is actually beautiful. She told me that she had a dream that me and her guy had sex. I have had friends in the past that build up resentment over time whenever guys look at me and they think that they're attracted to me. I've stopped dressing cute or wearing makeup because I don't want to be that friend. I love her too much to let something like this get between us. What's the best thing for me to do?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't think she should purposely make herself unattractive.
No, I don't either.
I feel like we need to work on the actual girlfriend's self-esteem. Like, why is she putting herself down?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I guess it's up to the boyfriend as well to, like, reassure his girlfriend that he's not interested in the other one. He's interested in his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she should make herself, like, purposely unattractive. Obviously, don't be, like, flaunting yourself. But, again, if it's in your own home, like, you don't need to, like, feel like you need to cover yourself up as well.
Yeah, exactly. And she's just, like, dropping by unannounced. So she's just, like, wearing her pyjamas or whatever.
Yeah, because it's her own house.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's something that she should have to change.
No, it's definitely the girlfriend sort of needs to work on her own perception of herself and stop putting herself down. I know definitely. That's easier said than done, but, like, work on that with the friend. Like, I don't know. I want to know how hot the best friend is now. Like,
I know, I kind of want to see her too. But I don't think she should have to change herself.
No.
And I think that a friend shouldn't want her to change herself.
Yeah.
Was
she asking her to change, or was this just...
She says she's had other friends in the past that have, like, built up resentment because of it.
Right, okay.
But this one hasn't said anything yet. She just compliments her but putting herself down at the same time.
Mm.
So she's thinking that,
like, kind of hinting,
gonna go that kind of way. But I think she just needs to just be supportive. I think the boyfriend is the one that should be supporting his girlfriend.
Yeah, and maybe don't turn up unannounced then. Like, give her some warning that you're going to come round so she can put some clothes on.
And not just be lounging in pyjamas.
Well, I don't know what the pyjamas look like. Obviously, my pyjamas are just, like, fluffy Sonic jumper. Like, I don't know what sexy pyjamas she's wearing.
From what she described there, they had, like, some shorts and stuff. So I'm guessing she's, like, got shorts that maybe show, like, an ass cheek or something.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I guess, mind. Like...
All right. Anyway.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like if... No, I've lost my train of thought. Oh, there it is. Found it. No, it's gone again. I'm good at this podcast stuff. Right, well, no, what was I going to say?
Words
don't come easy.
Apparently not.
No. Completely lost my train of thought. It's gone. Derailed. Derailed my train of thought. Yeah, no, like, yeah. So I was going to say...
Oh, it's back on track.
Yeah, it's back on track. Like, maybe don't turn up unannounced too often. Like, give her some warning if you want her to put some clothes on. I don't know.
Like,
fair enough if you, like... She's entitled to wear pyjamas in her own home, regardless of whether you give warning or not. But, you know, I feel like if you are turning up unannounced, then it's not her fault she's wearing pyjamas. She wasn't expecting anyone to come over.
Even when Jess is expecting me to come over, she's still in her pyjamas when I show up. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Alex rarely wears pants. See, she doesn't care if someone's coming over or not. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, she's in the comfort of her own home. She'll have a top on, probably, maybe. But, yeah, she generally doesn't wear pants. And she's just like, well, you know, suck it.
I remember when I showed up on your wedding day and the first thing I saw was Alex in a bra.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah. Not very often she's wearing a bra, to be fair, so you're quite lucky there.
She just stood in her underwear at the top of the stairs. That was the first thing when I walked in. So, yeah.
That's quite a common thing to see. Yeah, if you come around our house.
Yeah.
Alex is very rarely wearing any clothes. And then just complains she's cold and puts the heating on. I'm just like, put some clothes on first. Cost of living, man. Right, come on.
Oh, dear. Oh, well. Well, with that, I think we'll wrap up. So, if you want to get in touch with any of your stories, please feel free to contact us at samegenus@outlook.com, as usual. We are on the socials at samegenuspod, and we're on Facebook now. We're on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Yeah, we've got a new page on the Facebook.
I left a review.
I know.
Felt like you were bullying Andy. Very wise left. Your fault.
I wasn't. If anything, he was the one bullying.
I don't know. I felt like it was two women, sort of like. You always call him an asshole or a dick. At some point at the beginning of the pod, you're always like, oh, yeah, it's this dick.
Yeah, but he's a lovable dick.
Good, Randy.
Love him.
Okay. Really. Yeah.
Love him, really. It's like Gerbin.
Yeah, that's
love
fair.
Love Gerbin too.
Do we? Yeah. Yeah. Reminiscing. Oh, well.
16 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah. We're on the Facebook now. So. Over there, and we've now come onto Apple Pods as well. So we've got a hell of a lot of places to stream from now, and I don't even know all of them off the top of my head because there's so many. So if you don't want to get your podcasts from anywhere like that, then check out the links on our link tree. And it literally has, I think, about 20 different websites that you can get us from now, because we've just expanded into all of them. We're taking all them. And we're on the YouTubes.
Why did you say that with the list?
I don't know. I just always do the YouTubes.
YouTubes.
We're over there on YouTube too. Yeah, so if you don't want to pay Spotify's like ridiculous pricing for no adverts, then you can go and pay Google instead if you want. So yeah. So we'll see you guys next time, and I have no idea what I'm going to do now.
Am I invited back?
If you want, yeah.
Yeah, I might come back. I quite like being kidnapped.
Fair enough.
Warm and cozy.
Hey, if you want to get kidnapped, I am a good host.
Yeah.
I will see you guys next time, and hopefully see you too.
Woohoo! Goodbye!